Michelle. She's up in Hardin County. Michelle, tell me what's going on up there in Hardin County. You guys don't have 211, but you do have a system in place, right?
Yeah, we don't have 211. And when this all started, the EOC and EMA, they kind of got in touch with Job Family Services and our local ministerial association, sorry. And we all came together and we set up, it's called Hardin County Cares, and it's a hotline number for non-emergency essentials. And it's been working so far. And it's just things like people that are elderly that can't get out to get their water, or they need medicine picked up, groceries. They call this number, and we have a lot of different volunteers that are willing to do that. And it's actually at one of our partner agencies, Love Inc. They have manned all the phones, and they're taking in volunteers there. So it's been wonderful to see it all come together and actually work.
So all of these towns are very different, and Hardin County being very different from Union, very different from Logan. So what are you seeing as the biggest need right now, or the biggest talk?
The biggest need is probably the elderly that is afraid to get out, because our Council on Aging is closed, so they have no transportation. So that is what Sue at Love Inc. has seen the most need, as far as elderly wanting to get their medicine picked up or have their groceries picked up, items like that. And then food, we partnered with West Ohio Food Bank and had a mass food distribution in Hardin County. And that was an amazing feat. And we are planning on doing another one in May. That kind of depends on the governor and the stay at home, how that handles. But the biggest need I see out there, or any of my partner agencies, is the elderly getting fed, because if they hadn't signed up for Meals on Wheels, they were getting their lunches at the Council on Aging, and it's closed. So one of our partner agencies, Helping Hands, is we've been assisting them as far as giving them money and having volunteers. They are feeding the elderly to-go lunches. They're even delivering them.
Okay, can you give the number for anybody that might need that resource that can call Hardin County Cares?
I sure can. It's Hardin County Cares, and it's 419-675-9045.
Fantastic. Thanks, Michelle.